Al, do you want to lead?
Sure.
I did want it on the agenda.
Uh-huh. It sounds like there has not been a steering committee meeting moving things forward.
No.
This is something that I've tried to look into a little bit to dig in more and gather more information. And Nathan was kind enough to send us a bit of information and the links to the website too. So we got that in an email a while ago now. I think I, just looking at it, I feel like there's still a lot of information that is very difficult to actually find, or I think maybe doesn't exist given the stage where it is. I don't know that this is something that, you know, our whole commission, right, takes on exactly. It's probably something for the steering committee, but for just a few examples, right, you know, I was looking for some sort of plan for an operations integration plan. You know, I didn't see anything like that, you know, like a 3 to 5 year plan. How are those going to come together? Even an organizational chart, like, you know, before and after the integration, budgeting before and after integration. Mm-hmm. I think that these are probably things that are in the pipeline. I have other questions too, but we don't need to delve into that. I pulled up the Gantt chart, and I think there's a lot of, I think it probably encompasses most of the world of activities that needs to occur. But in conversations with Nathan, it sounds like that hasn't been updated exactly. That was kind of put in place at one point as part of an exercise to figure out where to go. But it's still really difficult as a commissioner who's trying to figure out, you know, is this something that we need to really work on and support, just where things are. And I read through it was like 10 pages of meeting minutes, I think, too, from the steering committee meetings that they've had. And so they've had some good conversations about the number of people on the board that would result from this, whether it's a 3 or a 5 person fire district board. There was another big topic that they had taken on. Generally, the steering committee seemed to reach conclusions different from the CAG, which raises other questions for me too. I'm sorry, the citizens advisory group that kind of said, hey, this is a great thing to do, but you need to make sure you incorporate all of these steps. So I guess, sorry, I'm kind of exploding here. I've got a lot of questions and a lot of thoughts on it, and I'm a little bit worried that there are some things really need to be done as the town goes to a vote here in April. And I want to make sure I'm really well informed too, because people are going to be asking, I think, a lot of questions of us as we're wandering around the streets and saying, hey, look, now there's a vote. Is it done? Is it going forward? So I don't know if I'm seeking kind of a, you know, general direction or kind of feeling from the board here on things that we think need to occur. Again, I'm not well enough informed on the overall process to try to provide a lot of direction, but I can tell you I wasn't finding a lot of information that I thought would be pretty necessary at this stage as it's moving forward.
I think that's where the hesitation came from. And the budget stuff is the proposed combined budget would then reflect the tax rate that we'd be asking for, right? So, I mean, there are still a lot of unanswered questions. And we discussed that at our last meeting just about things that we can do as, you know, with Chief Kutzing in terms of getting appraisal on the building and looking at our liabilities. So we are organized because, you know, if we're the stewards here of public assets and funds, we need to be organized and know what it is that's on the table as this is happening. So I agree, we have a lot of unanswered questions. And so that's the work session, right?
That might be. It might be a work session for the steering committee. Maybe one of the questions is can the steering committee come up with some sort of easy to read, well, it doesn't have to be that easy to read, a status update that says, yes, these are all the tasks that we're working on.
Yeah.
Here are the people who have been assigned to those tasks, because you can find a lot of tasks that are assigned to somebody in the Gantt chart, but you don't really see updates on kind of where they are, and really even the projected time frame for a lot of things that are going to happen. And it's coming pretty fast, right? I mean, it's within 2 years now to have this whole thing wrapped up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, before the annexation,
so
what needs to happen?
Maybe that would be kind of a request from this board, actually.
Well, I think Everett and I, being on the steering committee, could sit down and come up with a list of things that we think are important to address and then take that to the next integration meeting. I mean, I still feel that we need to wait and see where town lands with the vote before we sign anything, because I think it's, to me, important that the citizens in town are represented. Do you guys understand what I'm saying with that? That right now, the people in town don't vote for commissioners for fire because of the subcontract services. So it's important that they annex into the levy so they have representation.
So what steps have to be taken to before the annexation? I mean, in support of the annexation, if we're supporting the annexation, then is there going to be any public thing that goes out to talk about that, or is Duncan working on that because that's his?
Mm-hmm. And what community relations can happen with the two chiefs in terms of getting information out?
Right.
To people?
I can try to be brief and kind of let you know. Obviously, there's a lot of moving pieces. The thing that we did as we kind of tackled this as the steering committee was realize that there's the external parts that, you know, need to be taken care of as well as the internal parts. And so we kind of took the operational kinds of things that you were looking for, the specifics of how do you deal with the rolling stock, how do you deal with the medical equipment, and kind of backburnered those because there were other pieces that needed to be in place. The other outside extraneous pieces are starting to fall into place. The town, as you say, they're not represented on the fire district. However, they are represented by the town council. And so it's kind of up to the town council to negotiate the contract. So it's not a direct representation, but they do have representation. And really, we've kind of we realize that it's Duncan's show right now to try to formulate that message, to prepare the vote, the proposal, you know, that will actually go before the voters, and to make the explanation for why they're doing it and why it makes sense. So, you know, because he has kind of gotten to that point and hasn't really done that yet, only because the town council just recently passed their resolution to do that, we've kind of said we'll be there to support things, to help you out, and we're kind of waiting. So, again, how the town falls depends on our path forward, because we can integrate. It's not exclusive. It doesn't mean if the town chooses not to integrate, we can still integrate the two services. It's just that the negotiated contract, once the EMS levy disappears and there's a new levy that, let's say, it's enacted by whatever that looks like, is enacted by the rest of the fire district, and then the town has to contract for both, not just fire service, but fire and EMS service. So there is a way around that. It gets a little more convoluted, and, you know, that's a negotiation process.
Do we have
process.
A number, like a sense of what that number would be for the combined services for town?
Yeah, well, it would be, so right now we feel like the EMS levy was passed at 50 cents per thousand. The fire had originally started at $1 per thousand, but because of the limitations on how tax rates can grow, the effective rate for the fire is at
51.
51, is that correct, Nathan? 51 or 52, and the EMS is down to about 47. So we looked at it when we took the snapshot at 2018, felt like if you just take the 50 cents, basically $1 per thousand, which is where the fire levy started, would cover the cost of an integrated service. Generally, what the research has found is that at the beginning, you don't necessarily have a whole lot of cost savings because you're trying to figure it out. It's further down the line that you can consolidate things. And we know, just anecdotally, okay, well, instead of having a fire chief and an EMS chief, you have a fire chief. Currently, fire's got a fire chief and an assistant chief. EMS has a chief, so now you'd have a fire chief and two assistant chiefs, mm-hmm. with those cost savings right there. Mm-hmm. Attorneys, I don't have to hire an attorney. They've already got one. Mm-hmm. You know, accounting services, legal services, all those kinds of things can be consolidated. So just on a cursory level, you know that there's going to be cost savings because there's reduce the redundancy. Those specific issues about how we're going to fund that, we figured we got time because right now the focus should have, you know, needs to be with the town to make sure that their messaging is right. We're still kind of waiting. We don't want to necessarily step on any toes. What that would affect the town is currently they already pay the EMS levy.
Well, they do. The property owners.
Right, the property owners do on their EMS levy. Mm-hmm. So if they were to annex into the fire district, their taxes would increase effectively an additional 51 cents because they would now be responsible for the fire levy as well until we have an integrated system. So the discussion between for the town council was, do we make it a net zero? Do we say we're going to take less in your property taxes within the town limits to offset that cost? And the decision by the town council was, we have so much in infrastructure that needs to be done. The grant cycles are kind of drying up. We don't want to take less. We want to maintain the existing tax rate so we can earmark that, and they've already passed a resolution that says we'll earmark that for capital improvements, road projects, sewers, all that kind of stuff. So, in effect, the residents of the town have to be convinced that paying the now new, in their minds, fire levy is worth it because what they're already paying now will pay for that infrastructure. Now, whether the town residents decide that that's a worthwhile thing or not, that's up to them. But that's how, so that kind of precludes how we're going to move forward. Regardless, we feel like a levy rate around a dollar, whether that's keeping the current fire district levy and creating a new EMS levy that's now administered through the fire district, that's one way to do it. We could do a fire levy lid lift that would then cover it. There's a couple of different options. So we haven't come up with that yet because right now we've said let's deal with the town issue, and then we can tackle the how we're going to fund this, and then deal with the how the assets are transferred. The operational thing is going to be an ongoing kind of thing. We're already working on those kinds of things. How are we going to respond? Does an ambulance roll? Does an ambulance and a fire engine roll? Does just a fire engine roll? All those kinds of things. How we allocate resources, and that's an operational kind of thing.
So, when is the next meeting? And who schedules the integration meeting?
That's basically as Chief Collins is the chair, so he's kind of responsible for that. We were just having a discussion today, Nathan and Chief Collins and I kind of said, "Yeah, let's get this on the schedule." It looks like it's probably going to be early February, because my next week is just shot with meetings.
So it seems like that needs to happen, and then all the questions and all the asks need to come to the meeting so people can understand what the asks are, because we kind of go all over the place, and then it needs to be pared down to what's the most important, and then what does it look like? Because it seems like we've got lots of information, but it's not necessarily exactly the information that different people want. So
more than happy to, as we come out of that next meeting. And I believe it's Commissioner Lindstrom is on that, and then Commissioner Clary is our alternate. So really, we need to be careful that we don't change the composition. We can't have necessarily two public hospital district commissioners on that committee, but
he can attend.
Absolutely,
yes.
Because these are all open to the public, and it's a good idea to attend, because if one of you can't make the meeting, you both are getting the same information. It's just how we structure that. There's one member from the hospital district who is at the table, and another one observing. But we all are.
And then are there two fire districts?
There's only one fire district. So the composition
because
of the
there are three of them, and if there are two, it would be a quorum.
So it's one commissioner from the fire district, one commissioner from the PhD, the fire chief, me as the interim chief, and then Duncan is the town representative, and we already know that once the town issue is decided, whether yay or nay, Duncan's probably going to remove himself from the operations of the committee, because it really has no vested interest and really no expertise to offer in terms of the remaining questions of tax structure, operational rollout, those kinds of things.
Yeah, a lot of our questions just have to do with whether or not town decides to support this or not, and that the public will tell us what direction we're going.
Absolutely.
What kind of momentum we have. Well, I think on that, just to wrap up for my, as somebody who cannot take any action at all on my own, I highly encourage those who can communicate some of these concerns. It would be very useful to have a, you know, some sort of diagram, again, maybe a more complete Gantt chart, something that we can all track and know, okay, hey, these are the tasks that need to be done. And they don't have to be the really fine detailed tasks, but, you know, like, we know when the budget will be created or when we'll do those projections, things like that that are actually kind of bigger, larger tasks. I think it'd be really useful to have something like that that we can take and have ready. I can email those.
That'd be great.
You know, so that when people do come up to us, constituents, and they say, hey, I hear the town's going, I know we need to have an EMS levy soon, what is the time frame? I can say, this is generally, these are the decisions that are going to be made around that time. These are the people that you can actually turn to who are going to be accountable for that. Because we're going to be held accountable. So it'd be really nice to know who else, more directly in that chain, we can talk to about being held accountable.
No, I'm looking forward to our first steering committee meeting. I think that will sort of help point us in the right direction. More information, for sure. But I'd be happy to take it.
And I think you could build enthusiasm for paying more money for the town by building enthusiasm for the integration and having some public forums where you and Chief Collins are out there going, hey, so this is what it's going to look like, and this is going to better improve functioning.
And that's a very, very good suggestion, in the fact that I think we've been more of a standoffish kind of thing until we knew what the town wanted to message. But that may help the town's message if we can explain what the integrated system is going to look like.
Because people will be voting on that to some extent.
This time.
So we have gone over this now several times, and we have our officers and we have our current assignments for committees. You know, my suggestion is if we have changes to make, then we can go through them individually. If not, if we want to keep them basically the same, we could just vote to approve that they are the same. I don't want to presume, but we do need to establish our community relations committee, and I jumped the gun talking about that, but it did bring me back to the thought of what, you know, asking our attorney today about improving our public perception and developing more political capital, because we certainly need some if we're going to try to achieve all of these things. And so maybe our community relations committee should also be our community outreach committee, and where he was talking about reaching out to the public and saying you're welcome at meetings, soliciting input, and response from the public, but also being able to respond to the public when they send us their concerns. And so I think that's maybe more that our quality assurance committee has maybe, I hope, morphed into this. Is everyone comfortable with that?
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a different committee.
Okay. That's a new committee you have to have two representatives for.
Yes, we do. So we could go ahead and adopt all the current committees as they currently are and then vote on the community relations. Or we can go through these individually.
Yes. I move that we retain the current slate of officers and committees and committee assignments.
Because he doesn't have any committees that he's on.
You
some people have committees, some people don't.
I think you lose out because you don't get to see what's going on in the community. For instance, with the integration, like I was very impressed with Chief Collins and Chief Koenstein at the Trauma Care Council talking about creative ways to problem solve. You don't get to see some of the on-the-ground activities that are going on. So it's not really that I know that there's going to be
for me.
Or whatever. It's for your functioning on the board as well. Just more information. Currently, so you two would, so you two would be on the CCC, you two would be on the community relations, and you two would be on, you'd be on three committees.
Me, I'm on, so I'd be on the community relations, I'm on the finance, what's the other one I'm on?
Oh, you're on four committees, CCC.
No, I'm not on the CCC.
Oh, you're not?
Well, we temporarily put the two of you on
there.
Okay, well,
I'll be on the, I would like to be on the CCC, but
yes,
I thought
you should be on the CCC.
Maybe we should run the news on which committee.
Okay, let's do that.
Oh, I like that.
Actually, before, as part of this discussion.
Oh my gosh, it's so complicated.
I know.
All right, here we go. Our current assignments are, we have the off-island transport committee, and that is Trish and Everett. We have the community collaboration committee, that's Gail and Trish. We have the EMS and trauma care council, that's Gail. We have the civil investigative command, that's Kyle, working with you. We have the finance committee, which is Everett and myself. We have the Inner Island Healthcare Foundation and long-term care, which is Trish and Gail. And then the addition of community relations. I believe this
That's
is a little, it's lopsided. I mean, I think that Gail and Trish are taking a few too many things, and is if you wish for me to take over something, I'm happy to do that. I could take, I think both of you are better served on the community collaboration.
The problem is they overlap so much.
They do.
I didn't understand. We talked, and I didn't think the Inner Island Healthcare Foundation was inviting.
When they talk about the grant and anything with the long term, then those meetings, and they would like someone from our board to be there.
I could do that.
It's a delegate to that group.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to go every meeting they have, because some they have foundation meetings, which is just about foundation stuff. It's not
right.
It's a delegate to the Inter Island Healthcare Foundation, not a member of the Inter Island Healthcare Foundation. And that's also the long term care committee.
Okay. Well, I definitely would like to do that.
Yeah, and that relates to the community collaboration as well.
It does. But what can Kyle do? That's really the question.
I think I should formulate a few committee ideas before the next meeting. Bring those to this group, and then propose myself.
The committee creation committee.
The integrative committee is not listed here.
I think you would be an excellent choice for the community relations and community outreach.
You're right. That's steering is Everett and myself.
Yeah.
That's true. Nathan, on this list, we do not have the steering committee.
You're right. I'm sorry. That's my mistake.
So I am doing one more thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
my question to both of you is that are you comfortable with the amount of stuff that you have going on?
Okay, so aging in place is going to be ramping up here this year.
Yes.
CCC. I don't think you should do four.
Yeah. I could stay on the CCC if you...
Well, no. Why don't you... Maybe he could do the off-island transport committee. You two could do the off-island transport committee together.
They don't meet very often.
I would be happy to do that.
They provide lunch.
A little confused on why we need two representatives from this board on that committee.
Just in case somebody could.
You don't have to have two members on the committee.
You both have to be there.
You can have one.
Here, we'll start as an alternate to the transportation.
Do you like the
off-island transport?
Yeah,
you can when you want. You can leave when you want.
The off-island meets at
10:30 on the first Monday of the month.
I want the first Monday of every month.
So there are constraints depending on what your work is.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Would depend on the month.
Understood.
And that's fine.
I can go. I can make those meetings, so you don't have to go.
And you could go when
I can.
Or if maybe you want, just go to see.
Or whenever you want to.
They also have only called meetings through March, and they're going to reevaluate.
I think that refers only to the time of the meeting.
The time of the meeting.
The ferry schedule changes. That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Off Island Transport Committee, we'll have Everett be our main from that, and Kyle is
be an alternate.
Okay, we are changing that. We're leaving the CCC the same.
I know a lot of
EMS and Micro Council, same. CID is the same. Finance Committee, same. The delegate for Inter Island Healthcare Foundation and Long Term Care. Does that need to be the same person each time?
No.
No, okay. So we, the two of you could alternate.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Yeah, let's just so, do that. The Inter Island Healthcare Foundation, okay.
And so then the community relations.
Sure, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And no, I'm happy to take that on.
You're putting your own committee,
see
if it's
the
same person.
I know.
So, I'll be on it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's one for sure.
I know we're being very loose, fast and loose, Nathan. I'm sorry. Well,
no, I'm keeping track here.
Keep us on?
Yeah.
So you put Annalisa and Trish on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Community relations.
I know that, the community relations committee is a great idea. I'd request if it has to do with dealing with, as opposed to individuals, the community as an entirety, that you include myself as the public information officer or Carl.
Absolutely. Okay. We're gonna
plus
make you,
Nathan.
It's another meeting with you and probably Pam.
Yeah, and I have this special privilege because I'm the superintendent. I can go to any meeting I want to. So it doesn't matter whether you vote me on it or not. I can go.
No, Nathan, I just assumed you.
I don't particularly want to be on it, but if it has to do with, I just mean, if it has to do with the public and relationships with the entire public,
then
I need to
know. People that come with complaints of some sort, too, so you can help. Because
that positions the press releases and things that I do and how I think about
it. Very important.
True.
Yeah. Outreach.
It seems to me that both of you have an automatic pass.
We both.
Committee.
And we definitely have
two
want
of us
to improve.
Nobody else?
Oh my gosh, a member of the public, please! Welcome! Thank you.
So can I first make a motion to keep Annalisa as the chair and Kyle as the vice chair.
And Everett as the secretary.
Yes.
Sure.
I made a motion.
There was a motion on the table. It's okay.
Yeah,
but it should
first,
be withdrawn. I'm happy to withdraw.
I don't think there was one about you guys, the officers. It was about.
He put it together. He put them, the officers in.
He was.
I'm a lumper.
It was a nice try.
Not a splitter.
It was a nice
try. I withdraw my motion.
You're talking about language groups now.
Okay, so you need a second.
I second your motion.
Discussion.
We did.
All in favor?
Aye.
So aye. Okay.
Officers remain the same.
Officers are the same. For committee assignments.
Committee as adjusted.
Yes. So.
I've got the list here. You can
got the list.
Pass
so
them
we,
as amended.
We're all aware. Should we make a motion to approve our amended adjusted list?
Yes. Let's make a motion to approve the
seconded
list.
Seconded. All in favor? Do we need discussion? Aye. Okay,
aye.
We're done. Great, thank you all. Carl?
Yes, what came across my desk was a interlocal agreement between San Juan County and San Juan Island Emergency Services. This is for dispatching services. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-year contract. Took a look at it, realized this was, we did a little digging, found that in 2010, 2015, substantively, there's no change involved. However, taking a further look at it and talking with Chief Collins, who also has this same basically basic agreement, but obviously it affects fire, there's some questions that we have about it. Specifically, we were looking at Section 4, the Users Committee. There hasn't been a Users Committee for years. We also there, and so that's something that needs clarification. In Section 5, Finance, okay, a question has come up. Let me give you a little background. The 911 Dispatch Center is a county, it's controlled by the county, right? The Sheriff's Office has administrative oversight over that. But the Sheriff is a user. Public Works is a user. Orcas Fire and Rescue is a user. Shaw Island Fire and Rescue is a user. Lopez, San Juan Island EMS, San Juan fire. Mm-hmm. So, as users, the sheriff's office is also a user. Mm-hmm. We have some questions about what the sheriff's office actually puts into that budget. There are also some questions about, since it's housed with the sheriff's office, a lot of time, the sheriff, in talking to him, it's my dispatchers kinds of things.
Are they also employees?
They're employed by the county, but they're overseen by the sheriff's office. So our questions come, are they employees of the sheriff's office? Is that part of their budget, or do they contribute based on the number of calls like everybody else? We have some questions. Then, and as Commissioner, Clary was trying to, there, it's ever Clary. I understand that. It's just I got to figure out what title I'm using. I apologize. So as Commissioner Clary and I were talking, what happens when we integrate? This is a 5-year contract. If we integrate within 5 years, okay, we're talking about changes to the radio system where we're talking about a central dispatch unit with the CODAN project. Mm-hmm. Can this agreement be amended? Should we hold off on this agreement? Should we make it just a 1-year agreement?
Maybe.
Plus, the other thing is, when you look at the signatory page, first of all, they asked me for all the new commissioners. They remember Kyle, but all the others.
Not so much.
They did, not so much.
So,
but then that also begs the question, Sheriff Krebs is not the signatory. Sheriff Krebs is the administrator. The county council should be the signatory to this. That's a question that we have. I would like to resolve and answer these questions before you guys take action.
Okay. And it does seem really reasonable that it should maybe be at a year-to-year renewal just based on that. And I'd love to know what the sheriff's department is paying for their dispatch services, too.
So there's a big, big mossy rock. Like, Chief Collins like to talk about the rock that we're turning over. Are we ready to, are we going to put it back down, or are we going to actually turn it over and let the worms crawl? So this could be a worm.
I think it's a worm.
Okay, so we're tabling this until we want more information.
Absolutely. Yes, that would be my recommendation. Yes.
I do have one question. Do we have a contract that is currently operating?
This contract has expired. So the Sheriff's Department was a little behind the eight ball. This contract expired. Everybody's doing business as usual, which is, I'm sure, how everybody's going to be handling this. Mm-hmm. But technically, we're working without a contract.
Yeah.
Do we need like?
They have no obligation to provide the services at the moment, but they are doing. They expect to get paid at the usual rates to do it.
Right.
So we need an
memorandum.
So we probably need to think soon about having an MOU or something that will keep this going.
I
can have the discussion with the civil deputy and find out how we want to proceed with this, what the plan is for the interim.
Or is it good to do a
wire
of this?
And come back and let you know.
I do have one question. Do you feel like you need to come back to us to get approval once you have resolved your questions?
Eventually, this needs to be signed by you as the governing body.
Okay.
So we need your signature on that.
So yours also was the wrong signature, too.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he signs too.
They have me.
Oh,
signing,
no, you're right. Okay.
I'm not sure why.
So
we both sign.
I got you. I see. Okay.
You guys, usually what happens in these cases, you guys vote on it and you delegate the authority to sign to your executive. That's why he's on there.
Oh, I see.
But in this case, they actually have you on there as well. But it doesn't have to be that way.
So. Do you want to address this with us at the next meeting and let us know?
Certainly, and if it becomes something where it's time sensitive, mm-hmm. I'll let you guys know, and we may need to have a special session just to deal with this particular issue.
Okay.
Oh,
but it's
also,
great.
I was just going to say, are we San Juan Island Emergency Medical Services Board of Commissioners?
No, so that's
the correct
as well. Just checking.
Well, it's an acceptable term.
It's an acceptable term.
It is acceptable term. Yeah. Okay. You are the board for San Juan Island EMS.
Yeah.
And it's great you have an excuse of because of the merger doc, we're not sure we want to sign in 5 years. For sure.
It's a good question, and we should have an answer to it. Whether it's just a simple, we can amend it as the integration process happens, but
And by the way, are you in charge of this?
Well, he would like to say he is.
I know.
I'm sure he will say.
I didn't see any red line. You can add anything as long as we can, which is usually what we have to do anyway.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So moving on to Commissioner comments. Do we have any?
Commissioner comments?
Did you?
Do I have to vote to table that until next time, or no?
No, okay. No, it's fine. But did you guys want staff to construct a resolution regarding your meeting time and place that you're supposed to do every year? And if so, what are the terms of that?
And as Richard pointed out, they don't have. It doesn't have to be by resolution. It can be by motion or resolution. So
yeah, I was surprised at that.
Didn't we? Yeah. No, we didn't.
We did
no.
Temporary. We have to do it.
Temporary. Yeah, we did it.
It's been a long day already.
It has been a long day.
So.
Do we need to do that now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's.
I mean, we're still planning. No. Do we? It doesn't matter. We're just going to meet at 5:30. That's just our thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No one's going to. It's fine.
Okay. I mean, Louise might be up. I don't know.
Yeah.
We announce all of our meetings, even though we don't have to.
Yeah.
I notify the press before every meeting, regular and special. We'll start bringing the website. People know. It's fine.
Okay. Good.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Commissioner Goldens.
I think I'm tired.
I thank you all. It's been a pleasure. I am now adjourning this meeting. Thank you very much.
That doesn't sound super sincere.